You're listening to the Simple Truth Radio Show. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God and can be heard Monday through Friday on this station or worldwide on the internet where it's archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details. All right, I want to go through some basics here, some simple biblical foundational basics. We've talked about Scripture and God. Now I want to talk about Jesus because he is so important. I want to examine and look at who this Jesus was and is, this Jesus of Nazareth, in Hebrew, Yeshua, the promised Messiah of the Old Testament. He's existed throughout eternity and is God's only Son. Jesus is the Word by and through all things that were created. He's the one that physically did the creating under his Father's direction. He's God's only Son, like I said. He is going to return and establish the kingdom of God. It'll be on earth to rule and bring people to his Father. He's returning for the kings and the priests, and the purpose is to set up and establish God's kingdom. He was born into the tribe of Judah, raised under God's law. He's the prophesied Savior of mankind. He died to pay the price for our sins. He was raised from the dead on the third day and returned to heaven, where he is our high priest and mediator before God's throne for us. He is our high priest. Tells us that in Hebrews. Jews don't have a high priest today, but we do. God said Jesus was his Son in Matthew 3:17, and suddenly a voice came from heaven saying, "This is my beloved Son in whom I'm well pleased." God is greater than Jesus. John 14:28, Jesus says, "You have heard me say to you, I'm going away and coming back to you. If you loved me, you would rejoice because I said I'm going to my Father, for my Father is greater than I." And that's why we talked about that God is the El Elyon, the Most High God. Number two is Jesus. He's still a Jehovah. He's still a God. He's our Lord and our Savior, but he has a Father. John 12:49 says, "For I have not spoken on my own authority, but the Father who sent me gave me a command what I should say and what I should speak. And I know that his command is everlasting life. Therefore, whatever I speak, just as the Father has told me, I speak." Every word that Jesus said, everything that he taught, came from his Father. Jesus was Jewish, Hebrews 7:14, "For it is evident that our Lord rose from Judah, of which tribe Moses spoke nothing concerning the priesthood." That's right, the priests were not from the tribe of Judah. They were from the tribe of Levi. But there's a strange connection here through Jesus' historical roots. We'll talk about that in another show, but he is our high priest today, and he is a Jew, and please accept him. Accept him as your Savior, your Messiah. If you want to learn more about him, here's where you should go.
Is God working with and calling you? Do you want to learn the truth? The Seventh-day Church of God is the only place in East Tennessee you can go to hear it. Come next Sabbath, time is running short. The views of this show are not necessarily the views of this station. It's produced outside of government control and censorship under the First Amendment. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God in Knoxville, Tennessee, and is archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details.